the way your life will lead. I just hope your life doesn't turn into the living hell that my life has been. Well, I don't want you to pity me, but my life has not been a piece of cake. Even as a little boy, I can remember my parents being cruel to me. I remember one time my mama was in the kitchen cooking dinner and everything smelled so good. I said, "Mama! Mama, can I lick the bowl?" She said, "No, you little pervert. Flush it like everybody else." And then she threw back her head and cackled with laughter. People think I get my sick sense of humor from my daddy, but it was Mama that did the deed. And my father, every day, would take me out in a rowboat and throw me out in the middle of the lake, make me swim back behind the rowboat. A lot of people thought it was cruel, but it wasn't bad once I got the ropes untied from around my wrists and ankles. And then I grew up and got married to Estelle, a woman of great hyperactivity who tortured me endlessly. She had me so whipped, so cuckolded. And one day I walked in on her with another man, and she chastised me for waking her up. In love with me, apologizing! They took a bath together, they called me in and made me wash their backs! The saddest thing at all, the saddest thing came from the rejection I received from my Lord and Maker. Well, I had a heart attack, and I died temporarily, and I went to heaven. And there was a long line of people there waiting to get in, and God was deciding, through the use of a spelling bee, who was going to get into heaven and who was going to burn in a never-ending hell. He said to one guy, he said, "Giovanni, why do you think you ought to get into heaven?" He said, "I've worked all my life. I had a butcher shop. I slaved. I tried. My kids were no good. My wife turned her back on me. But yet I want to get into heaven." God said, "Makes sense to me. Spell dog." And Giovanni said, "D-O-G. The next guy came up and said, "My name is Shapiro, Lord. I want to get into heaven." God said, "Why do you want to get in?" He said, "Well, I worked all my life. I've been persecuted, but yet I tried. I went to school. I got an education. I made something for myself and my family. I made a meaningful life when I had all the cards stacked against me." God said, "You got a point there. Shapiro spelled cat." And Shapiro said, "C-A-T. But then me. It came to my turn. He said, "Let me see here. Grease Minnelli. Why should you get into heaven?" I said, "Why me?" I told him about my mother. I told him about my father. I told him about my brothers. I told him about my divorces. I told him about the living hell I had lived on earth. I said, "If I live like that on earth, I should at least get into heaven now." He said, "Grease Minnelli, it makes sense. Spell Albuquerque."
The grease man gives you.
I don't mean to.